An historic bipartisan bill will galvanize wildlife recovery. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. New legislation from U.S. Senators Martin Heinrich, Democrat, New Mexico, and Roy Blunt, Republican, Missouri, will dedicate $1.4 billion annually to proactive, voluntary, locally led efforts to recover thousands of at-risk wildlife species while creating jobs and ensuring our outdoor heritage endures for future generations. Here's spokesperson Lacey McCormick from the National Wildlife Federation.
The concept behind this bill comes from what was called the Blue Ribbon Panel. And one of the leaders of the Blue Ribbon Panel was Johnny Morris of Bass Pro Shops. It brought together a lot of people from different ways of thinking. We, the National Wildlife Federation, were part of this bill. A lot of hunting and angling groups were part of this bill. And they also brought in business entities from oil and gas, and Toyota were part of this. And they came together to specifically look at what had worked in the hunting and angling world and how we could apply this more broadly. That working group came up with this plan. And that is the core of this bill. And the idea has survived. It's been around for a few years now, but it survived really strongly intact in this bill that was just introduced.
Go to nwf.org/news. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.